In this bulletin, residents of low-lying areas in Sydney's south told to evacuate as an already saturated New South Wales prepares for further rainfall. The United Nations General Assembly to vote on whether to suspend Russia from their Human Rights Council. And in sport, Australia's Nick Kyrgios has beaten Tommy Paul in straight sets at the US Men's Clay Court Championships. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Residents of low-lying areas in Sydney's south are being told to evacuate as the already saturated New South Wales prepares for further rainfall. The state has been hit with repeat flooding events in recent months, with the Northern Rivers area devastated by two deluges in the past week, while Sydney endures a near constant drenching. Authorities have issued a severe weather warning for southern and central New South Wales, metropolitan Sydney, the Illawarra, the south coast, the central and southern Tablelands, and parts of the Hunter. Elisa Schofield from the Bureau of Meteorology says many areas are experiencing flood levels higher than those in March of this year.
We're not expecting to see the easing of this very heavy rainfall until this evening, where we will see the continuation of rainfall in these areas throughout Friday and over the weekend. We may also see moderate rainfall in parts of the Upper Macquarie, Bogan and Lachlan rivers from Friday into Saturday.
The State Emergency Service Manly Unit has urged residents across the northern beaches to simply stay home as trees and power lines continue to fall across the area. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is accusing the Queensland government of politicising flood funding after backflipping on his decision not to support the state. The Commonwealth will now co-fund a $741 million relief package to Queenslanders whose homes were damaged by recent flooding events. Mr. Morrison previously argued it was a responsibility of the state and local councils, but the agreement comes with a requirement which will force Queensland and all other states that receive disaster relief to accurately report on the delivery of the funding.
It was, I think, a very reasonable position for us to expect the state government to fund things that they should be funding. But what was very clear from the state government's response is they were not prepared to do that. And I'm not going to have people left in the lurch as a result of the Queensland State Government playing politics on the eve of an election, trying to weaponise politically the flood experiences of Queenslanders.
The United Nations General Assembly will vote on whether to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. US Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield made the call for Russia to be stripped of its seat on the 47-member Human Rights Council after the exposure of videos and photos of streets in the town of Bucha, strewn with corpses of what appeared to be civilians. The videos from the town have sparked global revulsion and calls for tougher sanctions on Russia, which has consistently denied responsibility. The March 2006 resolution that established the Human Rights Council states the Assembly may suspend membership rights of a country that commits gross and systematic violations of human rights. Returning home, and the High Court will hear an application to challenge a decision in the lower courts over the pre-selection of New South Wales Liberal candidates. The special leave application by former Liberal Party member Matthew Camanzulli will be heard at 4pm on Friday. Justice Stephen Gageler has resolved to expedite the matter given the imminent calling of the federal election. The New South Wales Court of Appeals rejected a legal challenge earlier this week by Mr. Camanzulli, who sought to have the purported pre-selection of the MPs declared invalid. New South Wales nurses, paramedics, security and allied health have walked off the job today in a planned industrial action. Public sector wage increases are currently capped at 2.5%, but the Health Services Union says this is not enough with inflation running at 3.5%. The action included stopping work for 4 hours at major metro hospitals and 2 hours at regional hospitals. After meeting with the government ministers on Wednesday, the union will be involved in a conciliation meeting next week. To sport, and Australia's Nick Kyrgios has beaten Tommy Paul in straight sets to storm into the last eight of the US Men's Clay Court Championships in Houston. The current world number 94 maintained his impressive recent form by beating the American 6-4, 6-2 in just over an hour. Kyrgios, who reached the fourth round at last week's Miami Open and the quarters at last month's Indian Wells, has followed up his first win on a clay court since 2019 when he beat Mackenzie McDonald in 3 sets earlier this week. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 26 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Hobart, mostly sunny and 21. Canberra, showers and 18 degrees. Wollongong, rain, 21. Sydney, also rain and 23 degrees. Newcastle, showers, 24. Brisbane, also showers and 27 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.